I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout.
Today is Monday, February 22nd. What to know about a COVID-19 milestone that will likely have President Biden speaking to the nation tonight, and the latest timeline and debate surrounding more economic relief. Also, an update from Texas, what could get worse and where there's been a lot of progress. Plus, what happened in the video of an engine exploding mid-flight, what major companies are pledging to do by 2025, and we'll tell you about the teacher who broke a world record. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy, all the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, we start today with a milestone no one wanted to hit. Nearly 500,000 Americans have now died from COVID-19 in less than a year. The U.S. will very likely reach that 500,000 number today. But already, the U.S. death toll from the pandemic has surpassed that of any American war except the Civil War. And public health officials say the actual number of deaths is likely much higher than that. The nation's top infectious disease expert and President Biden's chief medical advisor for COVID-19, Dr. Anthony Fauci, spoke about it over the weekend. He told CNN, quote, "People decades from now are going to be talking about this as a terribly historic milestone in the history of this country." Americans are working hard to get the pandemic under control, though, and it's making a big difference. The rate of new cases is going down all across the U.S., and hospitalizations have dropped to their lowest level since November. Vaccines are steadily going out, too. The CDC says nearly 58 million doses have been given so far. Tonight, President Biden is expected to speak about the Americans who have died from COVID-19 and hold a moment of silence once the death toll does reach 500,000. Snow and ice have finally melted in the south central U.S., but people are still dealing with the aftermath of last week's deadly winter storms. From Texas to Ohio, the AP says at least 76 people died from the extreme weather. That includes those who died from hypothermia, car crashes, house fires, or from carbon monoxide poisoning. The death toll is expected to go up again, too, as more families and first responders find and report those who have passed away. But at least there is a lot of progress being made when it comes to the power and water crises. At the peak of the outages, Texas had 4 million homes and businesses in the dark. Well, that's now down to about 16,000. Still, water is a big issue there. About a third of Texans still have some kind of problem with their water supply. Almost 9 million people across 200 Texas counties are being told to boil their water before using it. Others still don't have running water at all. Remember, the storm cracked pipes, froze wells, and knocked water treatment plants offline, so it's taking a while to get everything running again. President Biden signed a major disaster declaration for Texas, so that does make federal funding available to help. In some of the hardest hit areas, that government money will help with temporary housing and home repairs, as well as low-cost loans to cover property damage. The president says he plans to visit Texas this week. Hundreds of people on a United Airlines flight lived through a terrifying mid-air explosion. So first of all, everyone is okay, but it all started minutes after takeoff. The engine on the Boeing 777 failed. One passenger described hearing an explosion and seeing a flash of light before the plane started to drop a bit. Pieces of the engine casing and chunks of fiberglass rained down on streets and lawns below. At least one piece of debris actually went through the roof of a house. Another crushed a parked truck. Amazingly, though, no one on board or on the ground was hurt. The United Airlines flight was supposed to be heading from Denver, Colorado to Honolulu, Hawaii, but it turned back quickly and the plane was able to land safely at the Denver International Airport. Now the National Transportation Safety Board is investigating this and the FAA is stepping up inspections. In the meantime, though, Boeing is recommending airlines stop using the 777s that have the same kind of engine until they know more. Japan Airlines and United Airlines have agreed, and United is the only airline in the U.S. to still use them. Lawmakers in the U.S. House are on track to pass another massive economic relief package by the end of this week. And there's quite a bit included in this one. The bill is nearly 600 pages, and it's worth $1.9 trillion. It includes billions of dollars for unemployment benefits, small businesses, vaccines, and more direct payments to individual Americans. Democrats say Americans are hurting, and they need the aid ASAP to help the economy rebound. Most, if not all, of Democrats are expected to vote yes on this bill. But on the flip side, most, if not all, Republicans are arguing against it. So far, the biggest GOP complaints are about two parts of the bill. One, raising the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour. Republicans say if that passes, businesses will be forced to cut jobs. And two, the $350 billion designated for state and local aid. Dems have argued local governments need the cash since local economies have taken a hit from this pandemic, too. But some Republicans have argued it amounts to a blue state bailout. They blame stricter lockdowns and poor financial management. Now, to be clear, the amount of aid sent is at least partly based on the populations of states, counties, and cities, and money would be going to areas led by both Republicans and Democrats. Other Republicans are pushing back against the size of this relief package overall. Either way, Congress is moving forward, and really, Democrats don't need to negotiate with Republicans. They'll likely be able to pass this relief bill with a simple majority vote, even if it is completely along party lines. Their goal is to get it passed in the House and then the Senate after that by the middle of next month. It would then head to President Biden for his signature. And Biden has said he wants to sign it and make it law before current unemployment benefits expire on March 14th. To be continued. All right, we have much more news still ahead, but first, thanks to our sponsor this week, Rothy's. Make your mark in 2021 with chic, comfortable, washable, and sustainable shoes and bags from Rothy's. Rothy's is always up to date with what's in style, and they come in constantly changing variety of colors, prints, and patterns. I still love and wear the Rothy's flats I got last winter. I throw them on with almost any outfit, and they're hands down the most comfortable flats I've ever worn. Plus, I can just toss them in the washing machine for a quick refresh whenever I need. I'm also a big fan of the lace-up shoes I bought more recently. They're comfortable and casual, yet still stylish. And perhaps you have a goal this year to buy more sustainable products. Well, Rothy's has you covered, not only because they'll last a long time, but also because their shoes and accessories are made out of plastic water bottles. So check out all the amazing shoes, bags, and masks available right now at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's Rothy's, R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy, where style and sustainability meet to create your new favorites. Head to rothys.com/newsworthy today. Okay, now back to the news. The Pfizer COVID-19 vaccines already on the market here in the U.S. could be very effective after just one dose. At least that's according to a new peer-reviewed study out of Israel. Researchers followed thousands of healthcare workers and found the first Pfizer shot was 85% effective 15 to 28 days later. Scientists who conducted the study say that's exciting because it means people might be able to delay getting a second shot. And that could help get more people vaccinated while supplies are still limited. But here in the U.S., experts are not suggesting that yet. And they say a lot more research is needed to know how just one shot can protect you beyond a month or so. Right now, the U.S. still recommends people get two Pfizer shots 3 weeks apart. The CDC says if you really cannot get that second dose after 3 weeks, you can delay it up to 6 weeks and will likely get full protection. The major grocery chain Kroger has decided to close grocery stores because it says it can't afford to pay workers more money. This week, Kroger says it's closing two stores in Seattle, Washington. The company blames a new mandate in that city. The rule forces large grocery stores to pay their workers an extra $4 an hour in hazard pay during the pandemic. But Kroger says it can't afford that since it's already more expensive to stay open with extra safety precautions in place. That said, the Washington Post points out Kroger has had one of the most profitable years in history. Either way, Kroger says it's closing those two Seattle stores on top of the two others already closed in Long Beach, California, where the city passed a similar mandate. Some of the nation's largest and most well-known companies are promising to become more diverse, not just overall, but at the very top. 20 companies, including Facebook, Twitter, United Airlines, Alaska Airlines, and more, signed the 25 by 25 pledge. That means 25% of their leadership will be persons of color or women by 2025. Or that by 2025, they'll see a 25% boost in underrepresented executives in leadership roles. And this could pay off. Studies from consulting company McKinsey found companies with diverse executive teams are 36% more likely to see profits above average. It'll be a big change for companies, though, like the tech giants that have in the past been criticized for a lack of diversity. For example, as of last year, people of color made up less than 15% of Twitter's workforce. But now Twitter is saying it's proud to join the 25 by 25 pledge, and it's committed to living up to it. A couple of the biggest names in tennis won the Australian Open. For women, Naomi Osaka came out on top. On the men's side, it was Novak Djokovic. Let's start with Osaka. The 23-year-old from Japan beat American Jennifer Brady over the weekend. This was her fourth Grand Slam title, and she is currently on a 21-match winning streak that dates back to last season. As for the men, 33-year-old Novak Djokovic from Serbia faced Russian Daniil Medvedev. But Djokovic won, despite tearing an abdominal muscle in the third round of the tournament. At the time, he wasn't even sure if he could continue competing. He says this was the most challenging Grand Slam he'd ever had, but still managed to pull off a win, securing his 18th Grand Slam title. And that's just two short of the men's record. It's a new world record. A 21-year-old British swimming teacher is now the youngest woman to ever row solo across an ocean. Jasmine Harrison recently rowed roughly 3,000 miles across the Atlantic. She made the trek in 70 days, 3 hours, and 48 minutes. She started in Spain and finished Saturday in Antigua. Harrison says she did it by rotating sleep and rowing every 2 hours. And she maintained her energy with peanut butter and Nutella. As ABC News reports, her adventure also raised more than $14,000 for disaster relief. And that's it for your main 10 minutes of news today. But now it's time for Money Monday, when we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, this episode is brought to you by Ritual. Ritual's clean, vegan-friendly multivitamin is formulated with high-quality nutrients in bioavailable forms your body can actually use. And you know, when choosing a prenatal vitamin, it was really important to me that I could trust the ingredients I was putting in my body every day. And that's why I love that you'll never find sugars, GMOs, major allergens, synthetic fillers, or artificial colorants when taking Ritual multivitamins. And yes, I switched from the regular women's multivitamin to the prenatal, and I trust Ritual for both. But they also have vitamins for men and teens. And each of their options is scientifically developed to help support those different life stages. Plus, it's convenient. Your multivitamins are delivered right to your door every month with free shipping always. And of course, you can start, snooze, or cancel your subscription anytime. So get key nutrients without wondering what's really in your vitamin. Ritual makes it clear and is now offering my listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Just visit ritual.com/newsworthy to start your Ritual today. That's ritual.com/newsworthy to get 10% off during your first 3 months. Okay, now back to Money Monday. And today we're talking about how you might want to pay extra close attention to your credit report. A lot more errors are apparently popping up lately. As the New York Times reports, people filed more than 280,000 complaints about errors in 2020. That's more than double what was reported the year before. Some mistakes appear to be pandemic-related. For example, one relief program allowed people to take a break from paying off certain loan debt. That's not supposed to affect anyone's credit, but it hasn't worked as planned in all cases. And there are other issues, too. But experts say this is definitely something you want to get sorted out sooner rather than later. As you may know, credit reports can help determine what loans and credit cards people qualify for and what their interest rates will be. So if you find an error on your credit report, Consumer Reports experts suggest filing a complaint in writing. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has letter templates you can use. And we've included links to those in today's episode notes. All right, thank you so much for listening today and every day. We'll be back with more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.